Live from Studio 89, overlooking Lake Michigan from downtown Chicago, it's another Big Hour where Chicago comes to talk with Paul Harris on the Big 89.
Thanks for listening this morning. Happy to have you along. Happy that you've got power, unlike hundreds of thousands of people further south of us. I was in Tunica, Mississippi in the middle of this week for a poker tournament for a few days, and in driving north on 55 yesterday, I can tell you that through parts of Arkansas and I guess that would be southeast Missouri, there were miles and miles and miles of downed power lines along the side of the road, and dozens of utility crews there, either cutting back the ice-laden trees where the branches had fallen onto the lines. They had to get the trees out of the way before they could fix the lines, or they were repairing the lines, and there were trucks from all over the country helping those people out, trying to get their power restored. That is one of the least fun things to have to endure, losing power in the midst of this frigid winter. Next month, in fact, just 2 weeks from now, will be the first anniversary of the shootings at Northern Illinois University that left six people dead. April will mark two even grislier shooting anniversaries. It'll be the second anniversary of the massacre at Virginia Tech, where 33 people died. And it'll be the 10th anniversary of Eric Harris and Dylan Klebold's rampage at Columbine High School in the suburb of Denver, Colorado, where 13 people died. And that was the big one that woke a lot of people up to problems in our schools. Unfortunately, far too many people looked for easy scapegoats. Who can we blame for this rash of school shootings? And unfortunately, there were far too many copycat crimes that followed in the wake of Columbine in the couple of years immediately afterwards. One of those scapegoats was the video game industry, particularly games like Grand Theft Auto and others that pack a lot of violence into the video gaming experience. But Professor Christopher Ferguson of Texas A&M International University says he's done research and the evidence doesn't bear out the conjecture that violent video games are what was leading these kids to shoot up their schools. I've invited Professor Ferguson to join us here this morning on the Big 89 WLS. Good morning.
Good morning.
Have I pretty much stated what your thesis was?
Yeah, that's pretty much accurate.
Okay, so when you looked at this evidence, what was behind all of that media extreme frenzy in saying, oh, it's violent video games?
Well, I think you kind of hit it on the head. I think there's, you know, that these are fairly rare crimes, and people don't really understand, and I mean, even scientists don't really understand why some kids, you know, or even adults go to the extent of, you know, these mass homicides. And so, you know, people get frightened by it. It seems very random, and people want to know, well, what caused it? And in the absence of any, you know, really solid answers, people look around for kind of, you know, anything that they can try to explain these circumstances on. And you know, as you mentioned, in the case of Columbine, you know, there was some evidence that those kids had played violent, you know, the game Doom in particular, violent video games. And so a lot of people started, you know, latching onto that and saying, aha, these kids played these, you know, very violent video games, so maybe that's what did it. And then there's this kind of this illusion that, well, you know, if only we get rid of the violent video games, maybe there'd at least be fewer and perhaps none of these, you know, random homicides. So I think it's kind of a desperate attempt to find some explanation for the unexplainable.
The same thing happened with the Virginia Tech shooter. Was there evidence that he was a gamer?
No. In the case of the Virginia Tech, what happens, and this is unfortunately what happens in the media sometimes, of course, is, you know, almost literally before even anybody knew who the shooter was, before the police had secured the scene and such, there were people on, you know, Fox News and other kinds of shows. Dr. Phil was one of them, and there was a, you know, a lawyer by the name of Jack Thompson. We're getting on and saying that this guy must have been a video game player. You know, he must have been, you know, exposed to these violent games, and you know, which is actually a fairly safe bet because most young men are, you know, about 90-95% of men under 35, you know, play or violent video games, at least occasionally.
Don't more than 95% of young boys also breathe air?
Yeah, well, exactly, or wear sneakers. I mean, these are, you know, kind of, it'd be just as easy to blame sneakers, you know, as the cause of, you know, these mass homicides, because most, you know, most young men wear sneakers, or like I said, breathe oxygen or whatever else. But in the case of Virginia Tech, everybody heard the, you know, these people get on television and say that the shooter must have played video games, but then, you know, about 6 months later, the actual investigation came out and said that, you know, he really didn't play video games at all. The only game they could find that he played with any regularity was Sonic the Hedgehog. But nobody heard about the, you know, that almost got no press, you know, that they came out and the report essentially, you know, vindicated video games in that case.
You mentioned one name there, Jack Thompson. Talk a little bit about him and his part in feeding this panic.
Sure. Jack Thompson is a former lawyer in Florida. He actually was just disbarred a few months back. But he has been very aggressive, again, that's part of the reason he got disbarred, very aggressive in promoting this belief that, you know, video games specifically and other kinds of, you know, morally questionable media more generally. You know, I think he's taken on Howard Stern and you know, other kinds of media, are contributing to violence, certainly, and other kinds of moral turpitude. So he gets on Fox News and, you know, a lot of these news shows quite a bit when these events happen, and he really promotes, you know, what I would call a pretty hysterical view of violent video games. You know, he refers to them, you know, as basically being murder simulators, and, you know, that they are, you know, sort of the number one cause, in his mind, of these kind of violent homicides.
Even though he has no evidence to back it up.
Right, right. I mean,
and the scary part of this, as I understand it, Professor, is that he's actually convinced some politicians that they needed to pass laws. Didn't, right here in Illinois, we went through this, where there was a fight over whether video games should be banned for sale for certain ages and that the ratings should become law, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Isn't he one of the people who is most responsible for pressing those hot buttons with lawmakers?
Yeah, he certainly is. He is involved in a lot of the legislation that has been constructed by several of the states. All of those legislative efforts have failed thus far, it was, in fact, I think it was Governor Blagojevich who was involved in creating that legislature. He does get involved. He also is known for, you know, when these events happen, he calls the police organizations up and tries to, you know, get involved with the investigation and such. I think there's some evidence that there was just a shooting in Portland, Oregon, and I believe that he was trying to get involved in that investigation. But he kind of tries to steer the investigation to the belief, again, that, you know, violent video games must have been involved. And sometimes when he is rebuffed by the police, he may sue the police or, you know, whoever seems to stand in the way of his particular, hypothesis about what caused these crimes.
Now, I guess I need to say that I am a middle-aged guy who is not a gamer at all.
Sure.
But I'm a person who's in favor of perspective,
right.
And unfortunately, we tend to lose it in these things. We tend to go through what you call moral panic, mm-hmm. when situations like this occur.
Sure.
But it occurs to me also that perhaps there's a generational question here, because, as I said, I'm a middle-aged guy who's not a gamer. I've never actually sat down and watched GTA mm-hmm. being played. I've only seen clips of it in news stories that were following along with the hypothesis that we're talking about here,
right.
The faulty hypothesis, not yours, but the one that video games are responsible for all of this school violence. Do you think it's generational?
Yeah, that certainly tends to contribute to it, and you know, when moral panics occur, and they have, you know, there's kind of a cycle that occurs with media. Every time a new media source comes out, there is a history of that media source becoming a source of moral panic. It's everything from novels to, you know, jazz music, comic books, you know, Dungeons and Dragons, Harry Potter, and, you know, finally television.
These kids with their clothes and their hair and their music and their games.
Pretty much, you know, it's sort of like the Elvis, you know, and the shaking hips all over again kind of thing. It's, there's a generational thing that the older generation, which tends to be kind of a cutoff around 35, 40, you know, that the folks that are older, their parents, their grandparents, whatever else, they don't use this new media, this thing-fangled thing that's coming out. And there's something that they find objectionable about it. And, of course, you know, to be honest, with some video games, you know, they do seem pretty objectionable, like Grand Theft Auto being one of them. You know, the result is they say, this is offensive to me. It must be doing something to these poor kids, you know, turning them from these sweet little innocent children into horrible monsters who are, you know, are going to do something wrong. You know, disobey me at the very least, and at the most, perhaps become these mass shooters. So, yes, it tends to be driven by, you know, older generations who are just not familiar with the media. And
are also not familiar with the media their children are consuming.
Right. Yeah, and when they see, you know, again, the news organizations, of course, will show you the worst possible, most offensive scene, and that tends to stoke up the panic somewhat. But, yeah, the fear messages tend to sell, and the messages that, you know, there's nothing to worry about so much, tend to get ignored for the most part. There's no ratings in that.
Right. So as you've looked at this and you found there to be no evidence supporting the claim that violent video games have led these school shooters to pick up their weapons and mow down their peers, what are some of the factors that are actually responsible for that?
Well, I mean, to be quite honest with you, I mean, part of the reason that stuff like video games takes off is because we don't really have a great handle on exactly what it is that causes, you know, some of these young men, mostly it is men or boys, to commit these. I mean, the Secret Service actually tried to work on, profile is probably a bad word for it, but they tried to kind of, you know, look into this back in about 2002. You know, the only kind of things they really find is that these males tend to be socially isolated. You know, sometimes they're picked on by other, you know, members of their community, particularly if they're in schools. They tend to, you know, have a history of depression. At least, you know, these are not happy campers for the most part. But other than that, there's really not a great, you know, profile of these individuals. Again, other than they tend to be, you know, somewhat mentally disturbed young men who are socially isolated.
Isn't bullying also a part of it?
Yeah, in many of these cases, not all of them, but in many of the cases, the boys at least feel like they've been bullied. You know, they feel like other people don't like them. Or have been picking on them, and they are, you know, kind of view this as a revenge, you know, kind of thing that they're doing. They're out to get back at the people who they believe either didn't like them the way they should have been liked, or picked on them more than they, you know, should have been. But again, there are many young males and, you know, kids of both genders who are picked on, who are bullied, and, you know, who are socially ostracized, and most of them, of course, don't commit, you know, these mass murders. So exactly, you know, what differs between the majority of bullied children and these particular ones that cause mass homicides is not very well understood, unfortunately.
Yeah, and let's again go back to the parents who are involved here, because there will be a lot of stories coming out in April for the 10th anniversary of the Columbine massacre. And let's remember that in that case, we had kids who were making pipe bombs in the basement, and yeah, Mom and dad had no idea.
Right, yeah. And
so perhaps if these kids had sat down and played violent video games, they would have been distracted from planning the massacre that started the onslaught of death in so many schools in this country.
Right. There have been a couple of researchers that have, you know, sort of raised that same argument. It's probably not the mainstream argument, but they you know, there are a couple of economists, for instance, who you know, found that the more violent movies that are playing in, you know, a particular area, the lower the violent crime. And their argument was that the people who are more aggressive, you know, they like the violent movies, so they go see the violent movies, and then they're off the streets, and they're not committing these violent crimes. So, you know, whether that's true or not, you know, that argument has been raised.
Great stuff. Professor, thank you for your time this morning. I appreciate it very much.
Well, thank you for having me on.
Professor Christopher Ferguson from Texas A&M here on the Big 89 WLS. It is 7:20. We'll take a break and come right back with Knuckleheads in the News next on the Big 89.